Sometimes there is also a minimum parental leave, for instance. They say that there is no social Europe, but there are a lot of things on the social aspect who are decided also here in the parliament. Everything which has to do with security on the work floor and so on and safety, everything is also decided in the European Union. Also parental leave. Now, from people from the north, what I'm going to tell you, do not start a big laugh immediately, okay? In Belgium and in a lot of other countries, for a mother to stay at home after giving birth to a child, in Belgium, for instance, it's 16 weeks that you can stay at home. In Finland, how many? What is the time that a woman can stay at home when she gave birth to a child?
No.
But at least you heard about it.
Yeah, could be like a year.
Yeah.
Two, sometimes even three.
Yeah. But
with the loss of salary and so on. Huh?
Yeah, but if you are like over 2 years or over the 1 year, the salary will be 300-400 euros
a month. But in Belgium, 16 weeks, there is a minimum already of 1 year. You see already the difference. That's only two countries.
So Sweden, it's lifetime.
Lifetime?
Yeah.
You have a lot of experience, I don't know. But also, what does the European Union do then? There was a proposal from the Commission. They said we should propose 18 weeks. The Council said, it was sent to the Parliament. The Parliament said, no, we do not agree. There should be a minimum of 20 weeks. That discussion is now going on because the Council immediately reacted and they said no, because a lot of countries like Greece, Spain, Italy, they're saying for the moment with the austerity measurements, we cannot afford that. 18 weeks is really the maximum. We'll see what's going to happen. The decision is not taken yet. The negotiations are still going on. But try then to explain that to people coming from the north that we are discussing about 18 to 20 weeks why a woman at least can stay 1 to 2 years at home or even a lifetime in Sweden.
So,
but that is the idea of the European Union, to find an agreement and give at least there a minimum. If countries want to give more, so much better, if they can afford it. No problem at all. But there is a minimum. And that's the whole idea of the EU, to find those 28 different countries to find an agreement somewhere there to put, or like with the roaming for the moment, for an SMS there, for the text, 6 cents, or in the case of maternity leave, 18 or 20 weeks. So that's a little bit the idea about it. But it's not always easy, and it's negotiating and so on, and it's quite special here in this parliament that we have a lot of power, or an MEP has a lot of power, for the simple reason, and that can shock a lot of people. Officially, we don't have a government. This parliament has no coalition, which means that the Christian Democrats, they are with 257, they never vote in the same way, because you have difference between north, south, east, west. Mm-hmm. Even in Germany, sometimes, it can happen, doesn't happen every time, but you have two Christian Democratic parties. You have the CDU and the CSU. Sometimes here, they vote differently. Because the MEPs have the freedom to vote like that. Because the advantage of having no government. Because the Commission is a kind of government, but they're not elected. So here in the Parliament, although the Christian Democrats are the biggest fraction, they lose in a lot of fields. Because there are other coalitions made. And a lot of individual MEPs make a difference. So that's quite important.